Hello, dear friends, and welcome again to the Ministry of Sermon and Song. We are happy to start a new week of broadcasting the truth of God's eternal and precious Word. I'd like to have you open your Bible, if you can possibly do so, to 1 Peter chapter 2, and I'm going to read again verse 13. We got into this matter last week of obeying the magistrates and obeying those who are in authority over us as children of God. Now, I think I need to emphasize that just a little bit more before we go on into the next section. The Apostle Peter here is giving instructions to the saints of God as to how they ought to live in light of the position that they hold in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're going to receive encouragement and strength by knowing that you are a priest of God, by knowing that you are implanted in the body of Christ, as he has talked about here and referred to in these preceding verses, if you're going to enjoy all of the blessings of being a Christian, then God expects you to live like a Christian. And therefore, he gives us some very practical instructions here as to how we ought to live in the light of those who are in authority over us. Isn't it amazing how the Bible covers everything? Isn't it amazing how that if you need to know something, that you can find it in the Word of God? Oh yes, as I've said before many times, I read books. I have books and read them. I haven't bought any books in a good while. One now and then, because I find that my Bible, as the preacher told his deacons one time, throws a lot of light on the commentaries. But at least it's good to have books, no problem there. But by all means, the Bible is the final authority, and the Bible has the answer for everything that we need, every question that we have. And we are told to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So you have to keep looking and keep reading and keep praying and keep believing when you read the Bible, and then you will get your answers. Now, with that said, he's talking about us being strangers and pilgrims in this earth. How are we to act? We know our heavenly home is yonder beyond the blue. We know that we're going to live forever with the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that this world is not our home. And yet, with all of that freedom, how are we to live day by day? And in verse 13, and I don't want to do any more repeating today, but in verse 13, he says, "Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake." Now, whether you want to do it or not, you do it for the Lord's sake. Now, the ordinance of man, of course, is the government under which you find yourselves. There's only one thing, and I don't think I really made this clear on the program Friday, and I want to emphasize that we are to be like Peter and John whenever they told them that they could not preach the gospel anymore. The Jews came, the Sanhedrin told them, the chief priests told them that they were not to preach in the name of Jesus anymore. And Peter said, "We cannot help but say the things which we have seen and heard." And so there is no law of man that should keep us from preaching, teaching, and living the Word of God. So the law of God is always first and always supersedes the law of man. But right under that, unless the law of man tells you to break the law of God, you are to be subject unto the law of man. Now, I don't know how to make that any more clear. Simply, you should recognize that even though you are a saint of God, even though you are a child of God, even though you do belong to the body of Christ, you are living in a society on this earth that has been cursed by God because of sin, and man is cursed because of sin, and has the old nature of sin, and even though the man over you is not a Christian, that man is placed there by God. You know, there's a great deal of encouragement in that for the Christian. We have to go through some very difficult times. It is certainly not easy for many of us to pay the taxes that we feel are unjust. It is not easy for us to pay taxes. For instance, I pay school taxes in Greenville County. A large part of the taxes that I pay here in Greenville County, a large part of the taxes, actually I'm in the city as well, so I'm paying county and city taxes, and a large part of it goes to the school system. And I am certainly not in favor of what the public school system does in my community and in my area. I am not pleased with it at all. I have certainly not run for the school board to try to correct it. I feel like my responsibility is preaching the Word of God and letting it fall where it may. So, what do you do, preacher? I go ahead and pay my taxes. That's what I'm told to do in the Bible. I may not like it, I may not enjoy it, but I go ahead and do it, because paying taxes does not cause me to break the law of God over my own personal being. Now, that's for the Lord's sake. You don't do that to look good yourself. You do that to make you look good in the eyes of the world, because you claim to be a born-again child of God. If we could get all Christians to live right, we wouldn't have any problem getting sinners to get saved. Now let me say that again. I think it needs to be said in these days. If we could get preachers and Christians to live right, and preachers to preach right, and Christians to live right, it wouldn't be any problem whatsoever getting the unsaved under the sound of the gospel and getting them saved by God's marvelous grace. So you're doing this then for the Lord's sake, whether it be the king as supreme or whoever it is that is over you in authority, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him. In other words, the governors are sent by God. You say, no, we vote those in, and the world votes them in, and they don't do the things that we think they ought to do, so we don't have to follow them. Now, that is not what the Bible says the Christian attitude ought to be toward the government, because God is still in power, and though Satan is in charge of the world system, he cannot do anything that God does not allow. Therefore, he says, we are to obey them because God has sent them for the punishment of evildoers. Now, that's the reason they're there. And for the praise of them that do well. Now, if they don't do that, that is not your fault. That is not your responsibility. You are to obey them. We'll pick up right there at verse 15 on the program in the morning. Be sure that you're here with us.